It's been about 3 months since our deadly wildfires, and while much progress has been made in clearing the debris and getting people relocated, much remains to be done. As local officials work to assist fire victims, there's also work being done at the state level. We talked to the assembly member whose district encompasses the Palisades fire area about the progress being made. And California has created a vital and energetic volunteer agency called the California Service Corps. It expands service opportunities for young adults by giving them valuable work, experience, education, and training. At the same time, it strengthens communities through service projects in critical areas. One of those critical areas is assisting in the recovery of homes and infrastructure in our fire-damaged areas and helping the victims of those fires. Fox 11 News In Depth starts right now. Hello, everyone. I'm Hal Eisner, and this is Fox 11 News In Depth. It's been about 3 months since the deadly Palisades fire, and residents there have been through a lot in just those few months. It's a time of recovery and resilience, and for many there, people are still struggling, and there's so much hardship. Assemblymember Jackie Irwin's district, District 42, covers the area from Thousand Oaks along down the coast to Pacific Palisades. Good to see you. Thank you for joining us, Assemblymember.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. And, you know, I want to take a look at your district map for just a second, where we can see that much of your district is either in a burn area or a very fire-prone area that must be putting an awful lot of burden on you and your constituents to try to protect everybody.
Oh, it definitely puts a big burden on my constituents. We have had a number of fires in Ventura County and the 42nd District, from Woolsey and then recently Mountain and Franklin and then, of course, Palisades. So my constituents are very used to the fires in this area, but it's still very scary when you border the Santa Monica Mountains and have so much open space around you and these fires whip up. But we have never seen the damage that we saw with the Palisades fire. It is just absolutely devastating.
And over in your district, over in Ventura County, you get an awful lot of wind, and that makes the situation all the worse. How are you personally affected by those fires?
Well, I'm representing those constituents in the Palisades area. Let me tell you, the entire area was on high alert starting on Tuesday. The winds, even in my yard, were probably blowing at 60 miles an hour. It was very dry, and we were all worried. We all had our boxes packed and ready to go in case the fire ended up in our area, and there were a lot of spot fires throughout the area basically the 10 days following. We had a couple of fires in Simi, some in Oxnard. We had one over in Hidden Hills. So it was a very scary evening. But Palisades fire obviously affected so many families. It was just really tragic.
Yeah, for sure. You know, as we mentioned, now is the time for cleanup and rebuilding. And so what's going on with regard to that? And are there some success stories in regards to the cleanup and rebuilding?
Well, I would say, you know, every day we're dealing with different issues, that different constituent issues. Our phone is constantly ringing in our office in Thousand Oaks, and we're trying to help as many people as possible. But the first thing that was important after people were able to get back to their homes was to clear those sites so that they could move on with their life, decide whether they were going to be rebuilding or going to be selling the property. The success story is EPA cleared the toxic materials out of the area in 40 days, just record speed. And this was the same speed that they had over in the Eaton fire burn area. I just spoke to Colonel Swenson from the Army Corps of Engineers. They have never moved this fast. They have had an incredible success in clearing the debris off the properties in Palisades. And they're hoping to be done July, sort of mid-summer. But if you see the devastation, or if you're actually in the burn area, you will understand how astounding the speed is that they are carrying out their task with.
And though they're moving at record speed, that there must be a hurdle or two they're trying to get over.
Oh, there's certainly a lot of locals, especially in my district, with the Simi landfill and the Calabasas landfill, are concerned about. They have health concerns, and so there's issues with making sure that the debris had someplace to go. And right now, it is moving into Calabasas and Simi, Sunshine Canyon. So a lot of different landfills are being used, but. Yeah, residents are concerned. You also are seeing a lot of truck traffic if you're traveling on the 118 or through the canyons, because it's a tremendous effort to get those properties cleared. But it is the debris tube, phase two debris that is going into these landfills, which are licensed for phase two debris.
Let's talk about some legislation. You're the co-author on a couple of bills in Sacramento to help with housing, AB 238 and AB 239. What can you tell us about those?
So AB 238, we're trying to really remove as many financial burdens for these families that are still in shock. And this is mortgage forbearance that I'm working on with the assembly member representing the Eaton Fire area. And it's basically in 90-day installments, being able to renegotiate with the mortgage company to not pay your mortgage if you're still having financial hardships.
Can you kind
And
of go ahead? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
oh yeah, and then AB 239 is basically a housing task force. We have, there's a lot of work that has been done over this area, but there's a lot of work going forward, and so we really need to be very coordinated in our efforts at the local, city, county, and state and federal levels.
There are a couple of other things to talk about here with regard to legislation, and one of those has to do with looting and some of the criminal activities that we saw going on.
Yeah, so Jesse Gabriel has a bill. He was evacuated from his home in Encino, and it was just really unfortunate when you saw the crooks going in there and looting homes that had been evacuated. It creates a very dangerous situation. Besides it being appalling that you're taking advantage of people in their most vulnerable moment, it is also creates a very dangerous situation where people don't want to leave their homes. So we are making sure that people that loot during a declared disaster are appropriately held accountable.
One more thing I want to talk about before we let you go, and that's one of your bills from last year, which is now law. It changes those sell-by dates on packaged goods. Can you explain that a little bit? There's Assembly Bill 660, is that right?
And of all, I've probably had over 100 bills in my 10 years in the legislature. And we did not get as much interest in a single bill as this one. And it's because so many people can relate. We basically banned sell-by dates, and we are requiring food manufacturers to put just two labels, best if used by or use by. So best if used by is peak freshness, and use by is where it indicates safety of the food. Because if you go in the grocery store right now, I mean, we went to a Whole Foods and counted about 50 different labels, and specifically sell by is meaningless. It's just an indication to the retailer when they want to rotate the food packages. So consumers, they go into their refrigerator, they see a sell by date that is passed, they throw their food in the trash, and that food might be good for another 2 days or another 6 months. You don't know because the label is meaningless. So this will save consumers close to $1,500 a year. This food confusion has led consumers to tossing out food that is perfectly good.
This starts when, by the way?
This is starting, I think it's at the beginning of next year. What we really like is that a lot of food manufacturers have started using these labels already, and we're actually not just seeing it in California, we're seeing it across the United States.
Right, there you go. Assemblymember Jackie Irwin, thanks so much for joining us. And coming up next on Fox 11 News In Depth, also helping those fire victims, California volunteers. But the California Service Corps is so much more than that. We'll tell you about it when we come back. Don't go away. Welcome back to Fox 11 News In Depth. As we look around us most days, we see so much need, human need, environmental need, social need. It can get discouraging, but the state of California has devised a program to not only meet a lot of those desperate needs, but to recruit volunteers who will benefit from the experience in a number of ways, from career training to making valuable connections to cold, hard cash. Joining us right now, the GoServe Director and California Chief Service Officer, Josh Friday. Good to see you. Thanks for joining us. Sure appreciate it.
Wonderful to be here. Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about the California Service Corps, when it was started, and why.
The California Service Corps was an initiative launched by Governor Newsom, who believes deeply in the power of service. The power of service to change lives, to change communities, and now we're seeing it change our entire state. We believe that we needed to create more opportunities for people to come together and to change their communities, especially in a time of great division. People are looking for connection and they're looking for purpose. And so we've been able to create, through the California Service Corps, now over 10,000 paid positions for people not just to make change in their communities, not just to make a real impact, but also to better their lives, to start careers, and to help pay for college.
I want to talk about those 10,000 positions, but first of all, let's explain to everybody, what is the most important function of this Corps?
To create change. This Corps right now has over 10,000 service members who are in our communities, working at our food banks, tutoring and mentoring our students, taking climate action, helping with fire recovery and resilience work throughout the state, and creating community. We're coming together, people of all backgrounds and ages, to create change together, and it's inspiring.
What are the different programs, and what do service members do?
The California Service Corps composes of four main programs. One is the College Corps program. I call it California's GI Bill. It's a simple deal. You serve your community and we help you pay for colleges. For those students who commit to serve while they're in school for an academic year, they receive up to $10,000 towards their education. And they are doing everything from mentoring low-income students, which is really important, especially coming out of COVID. They are also taking climate action and building gardens and planting trees, and they're focusing on food recovery and food insecurity, working at our food banks and doing outreach. We also saw our College Corps members deployed during the fires in significant ways. We also created the country's first statewide climate corps, which is engaging communities and taking climate action. We have a youth service corps program, which is focused on non-college track youth to give them the opportunity to serve their community and also to start a career. And then we have all of our AmeriCorps programs. So all together, these four programs make up the California Service Corps, which is now bigger here in California, bigger than the entire Peace Corps.
How long is the normal course of service? And is this sort of like the Peace Corps?
It is like the Peace Corps, but domestically here in California, and it gives a chance for people to pay for college and start a career, but here at home in your community, in the community you grew up in and want to live in. And all the programs are different. We have summer programs. We have many programs where people are committing up to a year of service. So it's really a chance to do something meaningful, to grow, to be challenged, and make a big difference.
How many people have benefited from this?
Well, we've had over the last few years over 10,000 people that are now in the program. So we've had tens of thousands now of Service Corps members who have gone through the program. And what we're seeing is, in addition to the impact that their year of service or their summer service has on their lives, they're also becoming our future workforce. They're becoming our teachers. They're becoming our nurses, our first responders. So we are really training the next generation of our workforce and our leaders through these programs.
What kind of training and support do California Service Corps members receive?
They receive a lot. It's a really important part of this program that we are not just throwing people out there in the world to start doing work, that they're receiving significant skill training on how to do specific work, but also leadership training and leadership development bridge building training, how to work with other people from different backgrounds to actually solve problems in their communities. And there's a lot of support provided because these are our future leaders. These are our future teachers and nurses. And so we want to make sure they have all the support necessary to succeed.
We'll be talking more with you, Josh, in the next segment as we talk about your recent recruiting efforts. So coming up next on Fox 11 News In Depth. California is looking to hire 10,000 people for the California Service Corps for paid positions, tackling key community issues. Could you be a candidate? We'll be right back. Welcome back to Fox 11 News In Depth. I'm Hal Eisner. We're talking with GoServe Director and California Chief Service Officer Josh Friday. And now that we know a little bit about the California Service Corps, tell us about this recruiting effort going on. You're looking for 10,000 volunteers. That's a lot of people.
It is a lot. And it's because California believes in the power of service, and which is why we're investing in people and young people throughout California to step up, make a difference, but also get help paying for college and getting jobs. So we are now recruiting over 10,000 paid positions for people to have the chance to be part of something bigger than themselves, to create change and to start their careers.
Can we ask about the pay? How much is it?
Absolutely. Each program is structured a little bit differently. So for College Corps, if you're a student, you get paid for an academic year $10,000, which is important because for Pell Grant students, they generally have to come up with that by either taking out loans, which is why we have a student debt crisis, or by working. So when I was in college, I had to work at a golf course cleaning golf carts. And now we have thousands of students who get to serve in their community, tutoring and mentoring, working at food banks, taking climate action. So that's a program that gives you up to $10,000. We also have other programs like Climate Corps, where you can commit to 11 months of service and get paid up to $33,000. And then when you finish that program, you get a $10,000 scholarship to either use towards school in the future or to pay down your student debt. So each program is a little different, but we value service here in California, which is why Governor Newsom has invested in it. And we want to send the message to every Californian that we need you.
That's interesting. Tell us about something you alluded to in the last segment, which was the involvement of the California Corps in the California wildfires that we had.
Yeah, one of the benefits of having built the California Service Corps over the last few years is we now have an army of people ready to jump into action when they're needed. So from the very beginning of these fires, we had California Service Corps members deployed, actually setting up the shelters that were put in place. I was on the first night, I was in the Pasadena Conference Center where our Service Corps members were working with the Red Cross to set up a shelter that helped over 1,200 people that first night and ended up serving over 4,000 throughout the fires. We also have deployed hundreds of Service Corps members to work in the food banks that have provided over 21,000 boxes of food for people. We've also helped support the disaster resource centers in Altadena and in Westwood to make sure that people are getting the resources they need. And our California Service Corps members were there at the very minute those disaster resource centers opened up. So they've played a really significant role in this response and recovery. And they helped the community come together, where they helped manage the thousands of volunteers that we saw step up throughout the fires in just a really beautiful and inspiring way from all Angelenos.
And do I have this right that they've been planting trees and removing invasive vegetation, which is also a pretty good fire prevention strategy, right?
That's right. One of the focus areas of our Climate Corps, which has now become a model for 12 other states throughout the country, is that our Climate Corps members are working on home hardening, on clearing defensible space, and also on planting trees and making sure that we're creating fire-resilient communities.
Tell us about some of the success stories your volunteers have found themselves in.
Well, I just was with one young woman who talked about being at a community college in Southern California, doing College Corps, helping her community, helping the people who helped her because she grew up low income, and then had a chance to transfer to one of our CSUs and is going to be graduating and continue to do College Corps and is going to be graduating next year debt-free because of this experience. So we're creating debt-free pathways for students throughout California who are earning it by serving their community. And we also have incredible examples of young people who have done one of our service programs and have taught in schools and are now becoming teachers. And for a state in California where we have a shortage of 10,000 teachers, this program, the California Service Corps, is really proving to create the pipeline, the pathways for our future workforce. So we're seeing really heartwarming examples of people being able to give back and feeling connected for the first time at a time when many of us are facing isolation and division. They're feeling like they're part of a community, they're part of something bigger than themselves, and they're helping start their career at the same time.
You've stressed the importance of volunteering. Why don't you take a second and kind of double down on that?
Well, it's important because when people volunteer, it's a win-win-win. It's a win for the individual. All the research shows that the happiest people in our country are those who volunteer, who are connected in their community, who get to experience the joy and the happiness of giving back. And now we're creating economic mobility for those who volunteer, just like the GI Bill did for a generation of Americans who served in the military. It's a win for our community because our volunteers are doing really critical work to help people, to protect us.
Do you think fewer people are volunteering these days?
I don't. I think what we saw from the fires is that Angelino stepped up in massive ways and in really powerful and inspiring ways to come together. I think what we're seeing, and the reason why last year, our College Corps for 3,000 positions had 11,000 applications, our Climate Corps had 7 applications for every one slot, is that people are thirsty. People are thirsty to serve. People are hungry to want to be part of something, to actually do something positive, to give back to their community in a meaningful way. And now the California Service Corps is doing that for thousands of people throughout our community at the same
time.
And
is there a website that you want to point out for this?
Anyone who wants to serve and wants to jump into action and be a hero in their community and get paid doing it can go to caservicecorps.com today.
Josh Friday, thanks so much for joining us, and we'll talk to you again soon. We'll be back with more Fox 11 News in depth right after this. And finally, if you want to hear an audio version of this program, check out my podcast. It's called What the Hell, and it's available wherever you subscribe to podcasts, or just go to whatthehellpodcast.com. That's it for this week's Fox 11 News in Depth. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a great week, everybody. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.